This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A recorded instrumental version of the national anthem here at Staunton, and it was 1,000 times better than whatever it was Fergie did last night before the NBA All-Star Game. We are set to go here for a regional quarterfinal action on a rainy Monday across mid-Illinois. Glad you're along on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Let's set the starting lineups. First, for the visitors on the scoreboard tonight, the Purple Panthers from Litchfield High School. Head coach Drew Logan tonight rolls with Alex Bishop, a 5'8 senior. Cam Morris, a 6'1 senior. Billy Beckham, a 5'11 junior. Chase Lauderdale, a 5'9 senior. And Sam Painter, a 6'2 junior. For Litchfield, Bishop, Morris, Beckham, Lauderdale, and Painter. The Panthers come in 12-17 on the regular year. They finish South Central play at 2-7. They are the 8th seed in this sub-sectional. For the host, Staunton Bulldogs, and their head coach Troy Redfern coming off of a shocking loss to Gillespie on Friday night. The Bulldogs closed the regular season at 14-12, just 3-6 in South Central play. Tonight, the Dogs go with Brady Kinder, a 6-foot senior. Griffin Bianco, a 6-foot junior. Ethan Booth, a 6'5 sophomore. Silas Cox, a 6-foot freshman. And Dylan Heeman, a 6'7 junior. For the Bulldogs, Kinder, Bianco, Booth, Cox, and Heeman. Staunton beat Litchfield back on December the 1st, 59-49, in their only meeting of the regular year. The Panthers will be in the road purple uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the white. Litchfield across the front. Staunton in the home whites tonight, trimmed out in the red and the black. They've got Bulldogs in red lettering across the front. Painter for Litchfield, Booth for Staunton. Alvin Pogelbowl puts it up, and Litchfield wins the tap, and they will get it to start. Silas Cox on the point of that 1-2-2 for the Bulldogs as they hit a rough patch at the end of the year. Lost 6 of the last 8, maybe 7 of their last 9 in the left corner with Beckham. Right side of the key it goes to Lauderdale, down to Morris, and he's called for a double dribble. The 20 seconds into the opening quarter, Litchfield turns it over on their first possession. By a lot of measures, the Purple Panthers have exceeded expectations this year. 12 wins on the year, and they maybe could have had 2-3 more wins. But that's just the way basketball works sometimes. But still, if you would have told Litchfield fans at the start of the year you're going to win 12 games, I think they all would have taken it. Cox triggers a triple out of the left corner, no good, and the rebound down to Bishop. He comes up the near side of the floor, splits the double with the bounce on the right wing to Lauderdale. Back to Bishop now. Alex, nice no-look pass, high post to Morris. Bounce pass across to Beckham, and it's tipped away by Booth and picked up by the Bulldogs. Good job by Ethan Booth there with the recovery defense. In the left corner to Cy Cox. Back out front to Brady Kinder. Finds Bianco on the curl. He arrives from 15, partially blocked by Beckham, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Staunton. It'll be Litchfield basketball, 6:51 for the opening quarter. No score, Bulldogs and Purple Panthers. Staunton showing the full court pressure. Painter gets it in to Bishop. Across the floor to Chase Lauderdale. Back across the floor to Bishop. He will bring it across the timeline now. Bounce pass across the floor to Lauderdale in the right corner to Beckham. Left side of the key to Bishop. Alex Bishop in the left corner, it goes to Painter. Sam drives baseline, kicks out. Lauderdale, 4-3. Missed it, too strong. Offensive rebound to Painter, but the shot went up over the backboard and touched the guide wire, so it will belong to Staunton. 6:28 for the opening quarter. Hillsboro and Gillespie coming up next here from Staunton, live on FM 106. And then Lincolnwood regional quarterfinal play as the Lancers will take on Pawnee. That'll be our third broadcast of the evening around 9 o'clock here on WSMI. Kinder, dribble drive, nice shovel pass to Booth. Ethan goes up, didn't use the window, missed it, and the rebound is tipped to the floor. It will be out of bounds off of Cam Morris in Litchfield. It'll belong to the Bulldogs. This first quarter not 2 minutes old, 6:06 to play, opening 8 minutes. Off the baseline, Bianco into Kinder, lines up the three, around and out, offensive rebound, Bianco, the stick back is good for Griffin. No one blocked out the inbound of that time, Bianco, and he has the game's first bucket. Lauderdale trapped in the baseline, gets away to Painter. Behind the back bounce at midcourt, frees himself. On the baseline it goes to Beckham. Good recovery from Staunton. Off to Lauderdale. Dribble drive blocked by Heeman, then blocked by Booth. And the Bulldogs pull it down into the hands of Kinder. Brady, top of the key, hesitation. Off to Cox. Silas will work left side of the key now. Litchfield in man-to-man defense as Kinder has it top of the key. It'll be Billy Beckham with the pressure there. Lauderdale will switch on to Kinder now in the left corner. Off to Booth, back to Kinder. Brady on the curl, dribble drive, shot high off the window. It's good. Oh, his back was turned to the rim, high off the backboard, and down. 4-0 Staunton. In the front court to Beckham, he's trapped in Coffin corner and gets it away between the circles to Bishop. Now Alex attacks, floats it up, air ball, and the rebound down to Staunton. Here comes Brady Kinder. Head up the floor at the foul line, bounce pass to Bianco, and it's thrown out of bounds. Led Griffin a little bit too much that time. Staunton's first turnover, 4:59 for the first quarter. Full court pressure for the Bulldogs. 4-0, Staunton leads Bishop. One pass near midcourt to Morris. Off to Lauderdale. Nice pass down to Painter. Oh, he missed it. He hesitated and left it short. It's out of bounds, belonging to Staunton. Painter did not go up strong that time. I think he anticipated Booth coming over to block that shot and tried to almost short arm it and get it up as quickly as he could. 4:40 first quarter. Here's Cy Cox, right side of that volleyball spike line to Kinder. Down low to Booth, and he got it to go. And Ethan Booth's first bucket has Drew Logan taking an early timeout. 4 minutes, 33 seconds for the opening quarter. Staunton out to a 6-0 lead over Litchfield. You're listening to the 2A Staunton Regional Quarterfinal on WSMI. Regional week for 1A and 2A boys, and of course it's super sectional night for 1A and 2A girls. Our small school state tournament will be set after tonight. All the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports 7:30 here on FM 106. As following the timeout, Litchfield breaks the full court pressure as Bishop will set the offense. In the right corner it goes to Billy Beckham. Skips it back to Bishop, left side of the key. Alex gets into the paint, left-hand finish won't go over Heeman, and the rebound down to Cox for Staunton. Halfway through quarter number one, Bulldogs lead 6-0. They led Gillespie 8-0 on Friday night before the Miners came back and stunned them. Lazy entry pass, and Staunton fortunate to keep possession as Cam Morris did a good job to come around Heeman and deflect that away, but he could not corral it. Baseline out of bounds for Staunton in the deep corner. Bianco will get it out to Kinder. It's tipped away by Beckham, but Brady Kinder able to track down that basketball in the backcourt. Left side of the key to Silas Cox. Cox now on the bounce pass, leaves for Kinder, right side of the key. Bounce pass back to Cox. He'll line up the three ball. Can't get it, too strong. And the rebound down to Sam Painter. Painter brings it into the front court for Litchfield. A little hesitation dribble at the foul line off to Lauderdale. Lauderdale return pass to Painter. Sam didn't see it, and Bishop comes and corrals. Beckham in the left corner on the baseline now into the hands of Painter. Off to Bishop. Alex Bishop, left side of the key. That pass is kicked by Cox as Cam Morris patrolling that high post. That is usually the soft spot of a 1-2-2 zone. It's a matter of if the pressure that's being applied out front allows the ball handler to find that open man in the middle. Here's Bishop out near midcourt. He will give it right back to Lauderdale into the hands of Billy Beckham in the right corner. Skip pass to Bishop. Alex thought about the three. Instead, he will put it on the floor at survey. Across the floor to Lauderdale. 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Painter in the left corner for Litchfield. 6-0 Staunton leads. Bishop off to Lauderdale. Bounce pass to Morris. He will turn. Face kicks to Beckham. Billy thought about the three. Instead, they will swing it. Winds up in the left corner in the hands of Sam Painter. He's doubled off to Bishop. Litchfield trying to probe into this 1-2-2. Staunton doing a good job here. They've been on the defense here for a good while. Bishop for three, missed it, and the rebound down to Heeman. Litchfield one and done. Good defensive set that time for the Bulldogs. 2.5 minutes for the opening quarter. A 6-0 Staunton lead. Winner gets the Nashville Hornets on Tuesday night, tomorrow night. Heeman down to Booth. Oh, blocked in there by Painter, and Sam picks it up off the floor for Litchfield. Here come the Panthers into the front court. Painter will stop, pop, and knock from 16. And the Panthers have their first point at the 2:10 mark of the opening quarter. Hillsboro-Gillespie next. The winner of that game gets Greenville, the 3 seed, on Wednesday night. We'll have all that action for you here on WSMI FM 106. Kinder out on the right wing, inside of 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Cox between the circles, off to Kinder, right block to Heeman. He gives it right back to Kinder. Brady tried a no-look bounce pass to Heeman, and he threw it away, but then Bishop tracking it down, got his foot on the sideline, and Staunton fortunate to maintain possession there. Kinder went with the no-look bounce pass back to Heeman, but Dillon had vacated the right corner and had slipped over to the left elbow, or to the right elbow, I should say. Either way, the ball was ticketed for out of bounds. Bishop thought he could get there, but he could not. Here's Kinder on the baseline to Bianco. They feed it down to Heeman, and he's fouled by Cam Morris on the entry denial. Morris is first foul of the ball game with 96 seconds for the opening quarter. Bianco will throw in off the baseline. He gets it in right to Heeman, right block. Dillon will turn, face, and hit. He was fading away and got it to go. 8-2, Staunton leads. Minute 25 for the first quarter. Bishop in the front court with a pass to Beckham. He is trapped immediately. He will step through, and he's pushed and fouled. Bianco and Heeman were both there. I think they're going to get Dillon Heeman. They will. It's his first. Andrew Novak will get to the table for Staunton, the 5'11 senior, replacing Dillon Heeman. Staunton leads 8-2, a minute 21 for the opening quarter. Sideline trigger right in front of the scorer's table for Litchfield. Lauderdale gets it in to Bishop. Alex now works left wing back across the floor to Lauderdale. In the right corner to Billy Beckham. Skip pass to Chase. High post to Bishop. Kicks it right in the corner to Sam Painter. Painter now one dribble, picks it up off to Lauderdale, right back to Painter. Sam drives baseline, blocked by Booth, goes off of Painter's head. Now last touch by Novak. It'll stay with Litchfield. More rim protection for the Bulldogs, courtesy of Ethan Booth, the 6'5 sophomore. And he has a long, lanky body in there. On the baseline, Lauderdale will get it out to Painter, top of the key. Lauderdale has it now on the right wing. Bounce pass to Morris, blocked by Booth, picked up by Cox. Oh, that was a beautiful rejection. Morris didn't use the pump fake. Cox attacks, no. Booth right there for the putback. Ethan Booth has 4 points, just as many blocks here in the opening quarter for Booth. Long pass to Painter, middle of the floor. His diagonal pass down to the block, deflected out by Bianco, and it will stay with Litchfield, 32.9 seconds for the first quarter. A 10-2 lead for Staunton. On the baseline, Lauderdale looking, needs to get it in, and he will throw it away. Was looking for Bishop, threw it over Alex's head, out of bounds for Litchfield's second turnover. 31 and a half seconds for the first quarter. Troy Redfern says let's hold for one shot. Staunton's defense has been very, very good here in the opening quarter. Litchfield has just 2 points, but Staunton has forced the Panthers really to work that ball around the perimeter just to even get any type of look. 15 seconds for the quarter. Kinder handling out near midcourt. 10 seconds now. Working on Beckham. Goes behind the back of the free throw line. Now leaves for Novak. Nice ball fake. Andrew Novak pulls up for 16. Off the heel too strong. Rebound to Booth. Will he get it off? No. After one quarter, it is the Staunton Bulldogs 10, the Litchfield Purple Panthers 2. You're listening to the Class 2A Staunton Regional on WSMI. Staunton has the basketball up 8 to begin the second quarter as Kinder drives the baseline, steps on the baseline for Staunton's second turnover. Bulldogs will set up the full court pressure. Painter gets it in to Alex Bishop. Up the near sideline to Morris, across the floor to Lauderdale. And Litchfield breaks the pressure nicely. Dre Holloway has checked in for the Purple Panthers as Billy Beckham gets a breather. Painter drives baseline, kicks it out to Morris. Cam had to elevate to save that from going over and back. Back to Painter on the left wing. Lauderdale swings it right side now to Beckham. Here's Dre Holloway. Tried to feed the post to Lauderdale, bounced right off of Chase's knee, but it's off of Staunton, and it'll stay with the Panthers. 7-14 for the first half. First of three regional games tonight here on WSMI. Hillsborough Gillespie coming up next here from Staunton. And then off to the 1A Lincolnwood Regional for the Lancers and Pawnee. That'll be the nightcap around 9 o'clock this evening here on FM 106 and WSMIRadio.com. Bishop out front with Morris. Into the hands of Holloway in the right corner. Skip pass to Morris. In the corner to Lauderdale, back to Cam Morris. In the corner to Holloway, he'll trigger the three, left it a little short, and a nice rebound down to Kinder. Good blockout that time on Lauderdale. Brady off to Cox. Silas passes on the three, gets to the foul line, dribble handoff to Kinder. On the baseline to Booth. Ethan Right side of the key to Bianco. Off to Cox, into the hands of Kinder. Down to Novak. Andrew lost the handle. He will get it out to Bianco. Goes through his hands. Saves it right at midcourt to Cox. Here comes Silas. Floats it up. Rattled out. No. And the rebound down to Litchfield. The lid is on the basket for Silas Cox the last couple of ball games. That was a beautiful move and a soft touch, but it spun out. 6-10 first half. 10-2. Staunton leading. This game has kind of a similar feel. Has a nice pass down to Painter. Oh, it's stripped by Novak. We'll get a jump ball. Arrow stays with Litchfield. I was going to say, though, it has a similar feel this game to Staunton's game Friday night with Gillespie, where they had the Miners down about this margin most of the first half, but probably could have and should have been up more. Similar here tonight. Bishop for three. Got it. Alex Bishop buries the triple, and just like that, the Staunton lead is down to five. When you have a chance to build some big separation early and you don't do it, you're asking for some trouble. Out front with Heeman. Lucas Severs has checked in for the Dogs. He attacks to the foul line. Cut off. Picks it up the dribble. Leaves for Heeman. Dillon put it on the floor. Lauderdale almost got it loose. Into the hands of Severs. Back to Heeman. He's going to fire the three. Left it short, and it bounced high off the rim and down for Dillon Heeman. He has five. The shooters roll. You don't see that very often, where it hits off the front rim, bounces up, and still goes in. 12-5 Dogs. 5:15 for the first half. Cam Morris out front, back to Painter. Sam Painter in the left corner, high above his head, skip pass to Morris. Cam Morris back to Painter. Sam drives baseline, and we have a block and a foul on Staunton. Second team foul, and they will get Ethan Booth with his first personal. Late arriving student section here tonight for the Bulldogs. This game actually started a little bit before the scheduled 6 o'clock start time. Bishop's attack no good with the left hand. Kinder races the other way. His follow no, but Booth there for the flying putback. 6 for Ethan Booth, and he came to play tonight. 14-5 Bulldogs. And Bishop going to be called for a travel. He tried the ball fake, but as he was doing the ball fake, he shuffled his feet. Third Litchfield turnover. It'll be Staunton ball in the front court. 4:45 for the first half of play. Kinder off to Cox in the left wing. Down in the block to Heeman. He will drop step and lays it up and in. Nice move for Dillon Heeman. 16-5. And a good 6-0 spurt here for the Dogs after Litchfield cut her down to 5. Litchfield breaks the pressure. Painter's left-hand layup, no. Holloway's follow rattles out, no good. And the rebound down to Staunton. 2-point blank looks at it there. Both kicked out. Cox, top of the key. We approach the 4-minute mark of the first half. Lost the handle, and Lauderdale comes up with it. Silas that time got his dribble too far out in front, and Lauderdale picked his pocket. Here come the Panthers. Holloway in the right corner to Painter. Sam Painter will bring it out to Chase Lauderdale. Left side of the floor to Alex Bishop. Back to Lauderdale in the right corner to Painter. Sam Painter back to Morris. Way out by the volleyball spike line. 3:45 first half. Litchfield has spent a good portion of this first half passing the ball basically from the left side of the volleyball spike line to the right side of the volleyball spike line. Here's Painter. Step back three, right corner, left it short. Oh, offensive rebound. Dre Holloway kicks to Painter. The follow is good. Nice rebound and assist for Dre Holloway. Painter has the bucket, his second field goal of the night. He has 4 of the Litchfield 7. Out front, Lucas Severs working on Bishop. Severs will leave for Booth, right side of the key. Bounce pass, bad pass, and Painter and Booth both dive for it. Sam Painter comes up with the basketball. Great hustle by both kids there. 16-7 Staunton, 3 minutes first half. Fourth Bulldog turnover. Here's Dre Holloway. Leaves it for Sam Painter in the left corner. Off to Lauderdale, back to Holloway. High post to Morris. Cam is rejected by Booth. He almost pinned that off the backboard. Well, he has at least 5, maybe more blocks here in the first half. Rim denial at its finest from the 6'5 sophomore Ethan Booth. Bad pass from Cox, stolen by Holloway, up and down for the easy deuce. Dre Holloway giving good energy off the bench for Litchfield here in the first half. 16-9, Staunton leading by 7. They have the basketball. 2:25 for quarter number 2. Here's Severs. off the baseline, kicks it out to Brady Kinder at the top of the key. Kinder attacks, blocked, and fouled. Two free throws for Brady Kinder, just the second team foul of the half on Litchfield. They will get Dre Holloway on the personal. It'll send Kinder through the free throw line. Just 2 points tonight for Brady. Heeman has seven, Booth has six. First free throw for Kinder is good. Brady now 3 points to the ball game. That's the first free throw attempt for either side here tonight. Makes it 17-9 Bulldogs with 2:16 to play in the first half. Brady, just one dribble, eyes it up, and knocks it down. 18-9. Staunton doubling up Litchfield, 2:13 for the first half. Full court pressure in the backcourt, Lauderdale. Nice pass, middle of the floor to Painter. Wraparound bounce pass out in the corner to Morris. His pass is tipped away by Booth, kicked into the backcourt, picked up there by Dre Holloway. He will get it off to Lauderdale. Litchfield a little disjointed right now, and that is all thanks to the Staunton 1-2-2 defense. It's been very active here in the first half, not allowing Litchfield to do much of anything in the paint. A lot of passes around that three-point arc. And they are being pushed probably about 25 feet away from the basket. Painter in the left corner. Off to Lauderdale, 95 seconds for the first half. Lauderdale comes between the circles now, works it left side to Sam Painter. Back to Chase Lauderdale, into the hands of Painter. Left corner pocket for three, pure for Sam Painter. Seven first half points for Sam, and it's 18-12 Staunton. Minute 18, first half. Good possession that time for Litchfield. They showed the patience. Here's Kinder, left wing. He will bring it top of the key. Works right side as Holloway stays right in front. Off to Silas Cox. Cox now. Bounce pass to Devin Ray, who's checked in, the 5'10 sophomore. Cox for three, still can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Booth. Kicks it out to Kinder. Brady, dribble drive, floats it up, missed it. Offensive rebound, Heeman, and he's fouled on the follow. Two free throws for Dylan Heeman. The combination of Heeman at 6'7 and Booth at 6'5 on the inside is nightmarish for a lot of local teams. Hard to keep them off the offensive boards. Foul went on Cam Morris, his second. Free throw for Dylan Heeman is good. He has 8 points in the ball game to lead all scorers. Booth will sit. Andrew Novak returns for Staunton as Morris heads out for Litchfield as Billy Beckham back on the floor. 52 seconds for the first half. Heeman's second free throw is pure. 9 first half points for Heeman. The lead is 8 for Staunton. 20-12 as the Dogs will pull off the full court pressure and wait back in their half court, 1-2-2. 40 seconds for the half. High post feed to Ethan Washburn, who's checked in for Litchfield. A baseline floater for Painter from about 10 feet away came up short, and the rebound down to Staunton. Half a minute, first half. Staunton can hold for the final shot. Ray has it right side of the key by that volleyball spike line. He'll get a screen from Cox, puts it between his legs, now feeds it to Kinder at the top of the key. Brady pulls it back out near midcourt, 13 seconds for the half. And Staunton would obviously love a bucket here. Get a double-digit lead at the half. 5 seconds, Heeman for three, air ball. Down to Ray, putback is good for Devin Ray. And that is how the first half comes to an end. He was bodied underneath the rim. I think it was Novak who got it a little deflection, tipped it to Ray. He was able to underhand shovel it in from underneath the backboard at the buzzer. And after two quarters, it is the Staunton Bulldogs 22, the Litchfield Purple Panthers 12. You're listening to the Class 2A Regional from Staunton High School on WSMI. Welcome back to Staunton. Tim Mize with you here on FM 106. Tom Williams back in our WSMI studios producing this regional quarterfinal action here on WSMI and WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Staunton gets the ball to start the third quarter. Right down to Heeman on the left block. He lays it up and in. That was way too easy. Out of the locker room for Staunton. 24-12. Dogs doubling up Litchfield. Panthers have Lauderdale, Bishop, Morris, Beckham, and Painter on the floor. Staunton with Bianco, Cox, Heeman, Booth, and Kinder. 7.5 minutes, third quarter. Big 4 points there for Staunton, bridging the two halves as Morris has that rattle out. And the rebound down to Cox. Ray got a bucket at the buzzer, and then Heeman gets one right out of the locker room. So from 8 to 12, just like that. Here's Cox, dribbles to the top of the key, leads for Heeman. Dillon's feeling it, fires it, left it short. Offensive rebound to Booth. Putback is good. Oh, he came flying through the air. 8 for Ethan Booth, 26 to 12 Staunton. 7 minutes, third quarter. Here's Painter on the left wing. Sam crosses over, pulls up, and pure for Sam Painter. Silky smooth that time for Painter. 26-14, Staunton leads. Clock running, 6:45, third quarter. On the Ox tonight, coming up at 7 o'clock, the Brad Underwood Coaches Show for you, 7 o'clock tonight on the Ox. And then they are at Michigan State. That will be tomorrow night, 5 o'clock on 105.3 the Ox. Here's Kinder, dribbles into a three ball, little bit off, and the rebound is tipped around. Eventually, Beckham pulls it down for Litchfield. Heeman was able to get it, but he bounced it right off the floor into the hands of Litchfield. Here's the Panthers. Painter for three, left it short. He was wide open there after good ball movement. 6-10, third quarter, 26-14 Staunton. Litchfield sagging off Kinder right now. Brady will leave it for Bianco on the right wing. Top of the key to Dylan Heeman. Heeman bounced it once, hands to Cox, side. Right back to Heeman. Bounce feeds the post to Booth. Ethan off the baseline, little strong. And on the rebound, Heeman goes over the back. That'll be Dylan's second. So he climbed the back that time of Cam Morris. First foul of the half. 5:50, third quarter. Staunton leads by a dozen as they show the full court pressure. Into Bishop, one pass into the front court to Morris. He will turn, attack, layup is good. Oh, the right-handed scoop from the left side, good for Cam Morris, his first bucket. And the lead is down to 10 for Staunton. 5:35 for quarter number three. Beckham sagging off of Kinder. Nice pass down to the block to Booth. Good recovery from Litchfield. Now the steal by Lauderdale as he deflects it into the back court, and Kinder able to race back and pick it up. He will leave for Booth. Off to Cox. 4-3. Got it. Oh, did Silas need that one? And maybe that'll get him jump-started. His first bucket tonight. He did not score at all on Friday night in their loss to Gillespie. Silas, glad to see that one go down. 29-16 Dogs. 5 minutes, third quarter. The toppers have arrived. They will take on Gillespie in our second quarter finalist. Painter knocks it down off the left elbow. Sam Painter into double figures with 11. And that is the Staunton lead, 11-29-18. 4 minutes, 45 seconds for the third. Here's Kinder out front, lost the handle, able to keep it in play, though, right in front of Troy Redfern. Here's Cox, left elbow, cut off, leads for Heeman, 16-footer, yes, for Dylan Heeman. Dylan with the Baker's dozen. He's feeling it tonight, 31-18 Staunton, 4.5 minutes, third quarter. Here is Alex Bishop. He will bring it between the circles for the Panthers. Off to Chase Lauderdale. Lauderdale now. High post in the right elbow to Morris. In the corner to Beckham. Top of the key now to Sam Painter. And that is deflected out. 4:06, third quarter. 31-18, Staunton leading. Staunton in the A 2-3 zone, maybe a 2-1-2. 4 minutes, third quarter. 31-18 Dogs. High post to Morris. Dre Holloway has checked in for Litchfield. His pass is tipped away. It'll stay with the Panthers. Almost took out one of his own cheerleaders with that deflected pass. And now we got an official's timeout, literally, as Denny Held's shoe has come untied, so he will get that relaced. He did it quickly. He's a pro, and we're ready to go. Lauderdale will throw it in off the baseline. Chase looking. Bounce pass tipped by Booth, stolen by Bianco. Good active hands for Staunton. Here comes Kinder across midcourt. Brady gets a high screen from Booth. Hesitation dribble and a hand check on Dre Holloway. It'll be Holloway's second. Litchfield's first of the half. And it comes with 3:49 to play in the third quarter. On the baseline, Bianco will throw it in to Ethan Booth. Feeds the heart of the lane to Heeman. Left-hand finish won't go, and the rebound down to Alex Bishop for Litchfield. He will race into the front court now, slow it up when he gets to the top of the key. Off to Painter. Sam, hesitation, floats it up. Soft touch goes down for Sam Painter. He has 13, and the lead is back to 11, and now we have a turnover as Kinder lost it out of bounds, and it will be Litchfield ball. Kinder got tripped up. They must have ruled incidental contact there, and as Brady was going down, he tipped it out of bounds. Out front with Dre Holloway on the left wing to Lauderdale. Chase directing traffic. He wants Painter in the left corner. High post to Cam Morris. Kicks to Bishop. Off to Holloway. Top of the key. Dre checks the clock. 3:13 for the third quarter. Here's Bishop on the right wing. Back to Holloway. Top of the key. High post to Morris. Kicks to Bishop. Alex penetrates in. Oh, nice ball fake. Got Heeman in the air. Couldn't get the shot to go, though. Rebound down to Kinder. Brady, nice behind-the-back bounce there to Shed Lauderdale. Cox, 4-3, got it. Silas, back-to-back triples. He has 6, and it's 34-20. A lot of times when you're struggling with the shot, you just need to see one go in, and it can change everything. The lead is up to 14, the biggest of the night for Staunton. 2:40, third quarter. Painter off to Cam Morris. Back to Painter. Sam into the triple threat position. We'll give it between the circles to Alex Bishop. 2.5 minutes, third quarter. It was a 10-point game at the half. It's now 14. Morris high post, leaves for Lauderdale on the left wing. Into the hands of Bishop, off to Painter. Sam, dangerous pass stolen by Kinder. Brady, up and down for the easy deuce. 6 for Kinder, as Morris never saw him on that high post entry feed. 36-20 Staunton. Here's Bishop. Off to Lauderdale, back to Alex. Bishop returns the pass to Lauderdale, back between the circles to Dre Holloway. Holloway now will direct the traffic off to Painter, right wing. Bounce pass back to Holloway. Minute 50, third quarter. Sam Painter, and what do we got? Drew Logan wants a timeout. 106 seconds for the third quarter. It is Staunton 36, Litchfield 20. You're listening to the Class 2A Staunton Regional on WSMI. Well, Staunton has done tonight what they were not able to do Friday night when they failed to put Gillespie away and they came back and bit them. Tonight, they have created some separation with them and Litchfield here in the third quarter. The lead is up to 16, 36-20. Panthers have the basketball, 105 seconds for the third quarter. Off to Bishop on the left wing. Top of the key to Morris, and Litchfield nearly threw it away. Good reaction from Bishop to save it. Off to Morris, right wing. Top of the key to Dre Holloway. Back to Morris. Cam for three. Off the heel, no. Rebound out of bounds off of Booth. It'll stay with Litchfield. A minute 26 for quarter number three. Hillsborough and Gillespie next here on FM 106. Then Lincolnwood and Pawnee will follow. Bishop for three. Way too strong out of the left corner. And the rebound down to Griffin Bianco. Devin Ray will bring it across midcourt for the Bulldogs, leading by 16. Here's Cox on the curl. Silas, left elbow, cut off. Finds Ray, 4-3, pure for Devin Ray. And Staunton has found their three-point stroke in the quarter. 3 triples out of the locker room, and it's 39-20 Dogs. Here's Alex Bishop, cut off that left baseline, leaves it for Dre Holloway. Back to Bishop, on the baseline to Lauderdale. He will get it off to Bishop, back between the circles to Morris. Into the hands of Dre Holloway. Off to Painter, back to Holloway. 40 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Painter on the left wing. In the corner it goes to Lauderdale. On the left block to Holloway. He will spin baseline, kicks out to Bishop. Into the hands of Morris. He splits the double, blocked by Booth. He blocked that one with his elbow. Here comes Cox, running the fast break, step through, wave it off. He was fouled on the floor, but sensational nonetheless from the freshman, Silas Cox. His future is very bright. The freshman Cox, the sophomore Booth. Talent to come for years for Staunton. Two nice-looking underclassmen for the Bulldogs. 21.8 seconds for the third quarter. Dog basketball on the baseline. Bianco gets it into Novak. Novak will go behind his back, working on Morris. In the corner it goes to Devin Ray. Ray on the left wing, right wing now to Bianco. 10 seconds for the quarter. Griffin to the foul line. Oh, he slipped. He went for the jump stop, which worked, but then there must have maybe been some moisture on the floor as he came down. He slipped, and he's called for travel. Fortunately, he didn't hurt himself there. 6 seconds for the quarter. Litchfield will have a chance with Lauderdale with three. Floats it up from 15, short, gets his put back. They will wave it off after the buzzer was the put back. Three quarters in the books. It is Staunton 39, Litchfield 20. You're listening to the Class 2A regional quarterfinal from Staunton on WSMI. Strong third quarter for Staunton. They outscored Litchfield 17-8 in the quarter as their lead has grown to 19 points. Litchfield had it down to 10 at one point in that third quarter, but then Silas Cox hit two threes, Andrew Novak hit a three, and they opened it up. Panthers have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Painter handling out on the right wing. A lot of seniors on this Litchfield squad. As Holloway loses the handle, picked up by Kinder. Brady goes up. He's fouled hard by Dre Holloway as Kinder goes crashing into the mat on the far end of the floor. But all these seniors on Litchfield, you would anticipate a hard-played quarter here for the Panthers seniors as they can see the end of their season approaching quickly. Kinder at the line to make it a 20-point lead. Toss good. Brady now with seven. A foul on Dre Holloway was his third. Litchfield's third of the half. Second toss for Brady is good. 8 points for Kinder. 41-20, Staunton leading. And Troy Redfern has to like the fact that his club did learn something from that loss on Friday. They put Litchfield away in that third quarter. Cam Morris for three, too strong. Offensive rebound to Holloway, had it jarred loose, picked up by Kinder, then he is fouled by Chase Lauderdale. As Lauderdale was trying to come in from behind to get that steal. Fourth foul on Litchfield with 7:20 to play for the ball game. Hillsborough Gillespie coming up next here on FM 106, and now we have a whistle. We're going to get a towel out and get some perspiration mopped up off the floor. It'll be Dylan Heeman, and hey, why not? He's done everything else tonight for the Bulldogs. Might as well take the towel to the floor. He'll just put his right foot over that towel and rub it across the floor, get it mopped up. 7:20 ball game, 41-20, Staunton leading. Looks like it'll be the Bulldogs in Nashville tomorrow night. We'll have it live at 7 here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Here's Kinder on the baseline to Bianco, down in the block to Booth, back out to Griffin. Here's Booth, baseline, Jay, yes, for Ethan Booth. 10 for Booth, 43-20. Staunton did not play well down the stretch of the regular season, but hey, everybody is 0-0 now, and the Dogs look much crisper here tonight in this regional quarterfinal. Litchfield turns it over, their seventh turnover of the night. Here's Kinder on the curl. Reverse between the legs bounce, but Holloway able to stay right with him. 6:40 for the contest. Here's Bianco on the left wing to Silas Cox. Down on the block to Booth. Up and in for Ethan Booth. He has a dozen. And it's 45-20 Staunton. Off to Painter on the right wing. Sam Painter probing. Jump stop. Pulls up. Can't get it to go. That was a tough one. And the rebound down to Ethan Booth. He has had a whale of a ball game here tonight. Got a dozen points. He's blocked numerous shots, has a number of rebounds. A stat sheet stuffer tonight for Ethan Booth. Here's Kinder on the curl, goes right at Morris and draws the foul. Two free throws for Brady Kinder. Fifth team foul on Litchfield, and it will be the third personal on Cam Morris. Kinder at the foul line, the senior leader for this Staunton club, looking for win number 15 tonight and a date with Nashville tomorrow night. Free throw for Kinder is good. Nine for Brady. He's 3 of 3 from the foul line here in the money quarter. Lead is up to 26. Free throw is good for Kinder. And Brady is 4 for 4 from the line here in the fourth. 47-20. As Devin Ray onto the floor, replacing Kinder. Left wing to Bishop. Alex on the baseline to Morris. Tough angle, and he's fouled. He was behind the backboard, was able to jump towards the foul line and draw the foul. Second team foul on Staunton, and it will send Cam Morris, the 6'1 senior, to the foul line. Cam has 2 points tonight. Free throw is good. That is Litchfield's first point in quite some time. It was a 10-point game at the half. That free throw is no good, and the rebound down to Heeman for Staunton. Now a 26-point lead for the Bulldogs. They flex their muscles here in the second half. Here's Cox in the left corner, had it poked away by Lauderdale. It'll stay with Staunton. 5:41 for the ball game. Busy week of basketball across the state. You got regionals going on all week long. 1A and 2A girls super sectionals tonight. Then the state tournament in Bloomington will start on Friday. Of course, the state individual wrestling tournament just wrapped up on Saturday. Congratulations to Litchfield's Cam Lee, finished fifth. Dean, I think it was Tanner Swain of Vandalia in that fifth place match. Strong wrestling season for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Vandalia still alive in the dual team competition. That foul on Litchfield's Dre Holloway, his fourth, team's sixth. Out front with Silas Cox for Staunton. As Cox found his stroke tonight. Now he turns it over, though, off to Bishop. Alex up and down for the easy deuce from the left side. Five for Alex Bishop off Staunton's eighth turnover. 47-23 Bulldogs. Ray. Bounce pass in the corner to Bianco. On the block to Heeman. Dylan too strong. Offensive rebound to Booth. Slips out of his hands, and he is on the baseline. And it's going to be off of Litchfield's Cam Morris. As Ray will check out for Staunton. Kinder back on the floor. Bulldog basketball on the baseline. They will put a Bulldog at each corner of the lane. Bianco into Booth. On the curl, Kinder deflected right back to Ethan. Into the hands of Brady. Kinder out front, double team, gets it away. Into the heart of the lane to Heeman. He deflected it right to Booth, who finds Cox. Silas left it short, and the rebound down to Cam Morris. And a reach-in foul, a silly one, on Griffin Bianco. As Troy Redfern hollers to Bianco, use your head. You're up 47-23, 4:40 to go in the ball game. You don't need to foul 80 feet from your hoop. Bishop on the left wing to Lauderdale. Dribble drive, nice bounce pass down to Morris. Oh, it's rejected by Ethan Booth. Wow! Morris can't believe that one got sent back. 4:20 ball game, 47-23. Ethan Booth has been like an eraser here tonight. He set that tone early. Foul out front on Bishop puts Litchfield over the limit with team foul number 7. Kinder back to the free throw line. He's a perfect 6 of 6 tonight. 47-23 Staunton. 4:15 for the ball game. Hillsboro and Gillespie next here on FM 106 as Kinder puts home the free throw. Brady had just 4 at the half. He's got 11 now. Missed that free throw with the rebound down to Litchfield. Kinder's first miss tonight at the foul line. Bishop on the attack, cut off by Bianco. Into the hands of Sam Painter. That is a deep three for Lauderdale, and he left it short. He was just inside the volleyball spike line. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 48-23 Staunton. Bulldogs looking more like the team before Christmas here tonight. And if they can bring this effort and execution tomorrow night, they'll give Nashville all the Hornets want on the Bulldogs' home floor. As Cox able to bounce that off of Lauderdale to save possession. Silas was there in that coffin corner, had nowhere to go, and as he was falling towards the backcourt, he was able to bounce it off of Lauderdale's knee out of bounds. Kinder has it into the front court for Staunton. Brady turns the corner on Holloway, all the way to the rim, rejected by Painter, goes right to Heeman, who lays it up and in. 15 for Dylan Heeman. That sums up Litchfield's night right there. Good defense for Painter, but it goes right to Heeman, right place, right time. Bishop, 4-3, yes, for Alex Bishop. 8 for Bishop, 50-26 Staunton, 3:10 for the ball game. And we have a whistle and foul. As Lauderdale poked it away from Cox after the whistle. Silas didn't appreciate that too much. A couple of Litchfield fans stand up and screaming at the officials of midcourt. Alan Polkapole doesn't like that too much. He's just standing hands on hip, just staring at him. You don't want to mess with Big Al or Denny Hell. 3:09 for the ball game. Silas Cox at the free throw line after Bishop whistled for his third personal foul. Cox, 6 points tonight, hit back-to-back threes in that third quarter. Free throw for Cox is no good, rattled out. Rebound down to Litchfield. 3 minutes ball game, 50-26 Bulldogs. Bishop's pass is tipped by Cox. Beckham deflects it away from Silas, but Billy is the last to touch it and will be staunted ball in the backcourt. Substitution for the Bulldogs, Tyler Grandidier, a 5'10 junior, into the contest. Andrew Novak has checked back in for Staunton. It's going to be Litchfield ball. I don't think so. I think they're going to switch this. Officials getting together, and they will switch it. There we go. They got it right. That's what you like to see. 2:58 for the game. It will be Staunton ball. First of three regional games tonight here on FM 106. Hillsborough Gillespie next here from Staunton. And then we'll have the Lincolnwood Pawnee broadcast from the Lincolnwood Regional about 9 o'clock tonight here on WSMI. On the attack, Kinder dumps it to Booth, and Ethan is fouled with 2:50 to play in the game. The B team foul number 9 on Litchfield, the first personal on Sam Painter. And Troy Redfern going to get some substitutions to the table. Brent Kinder, a 6-foot sophomore, will replace Ethan Booth. He'll get a high five from Coach Redfern. And Lucas Siebers at the table. He will replace the shooter Kinder if he makes the toss, which he did not. Rebound is to the floor, picked up by Litchfield in Austin Niehaus, a 6-1 sophomore. Ethan Washburn on the floor for Litchfield. Also, Brady Bishop has checked in, a 5'5 sophomore. 2.5 minutes ball game. Painter on the right wing feeds the high post to Niehaus. Back to Painter for three, left it short. Rebound down to Novak. Andrew in a hurry the other way. Oh, between his legs, put Niehaus on his backside, then air ball the jumper. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Staunton. Oh, he crossed over Niehaus, got him on the back pedal. That got the student section all pumped up. And then Novak also pumped up, airmailed the jumper. Here's Novak on the right wing. Feeds the block to Grandidier, off to Siebers. Lucas, 4-3, got it. Siebers hits the three ball, his first bucket tonight. Makes it 53-26, Staunton. 2 minutes to play in this regional quarterfinal. Painter into the left corner. We'll leave it out for Brady Bishop. Bishop, the 5'5 sophomore, leaves it for Billy Beckham. Beckham off to Painter. Minute 50 for the ball game. Painter crosses over, and we have a whistle and foul on Staunton. It'll be Grandidier, his first, just Staunton's fourth team foul, so baseline out of bounds for Litchfield. Frank Goss, a 6'1 freshman in for Staunton. Dylan Heeman will check out. He'll get a nice ovation. It'll be Staunton in Nashville tomorrow night. We'll have it live at 7 o'clock here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com as Brady Bishop rattles home a three ball off the left wing. His first tonight. Makes it 53-29, 90 seconds for the ball game. Here's Grandidier, top of the key. Off to Lucas Siebers, left side of the key beyond the three-point arc. Bounce pass to Goss, Frank Goss. He will fire from 18, left it short. Rebound is tipped right to Brent Kinder. Follow is too strong, and the rebound down to Painter. 70 seconds ball game. We'll try to catch up with Troy Redfern in between ball games here, get Troy's thoughts on the win tonight and their matchup tomorrow night with Nashville. Last number of years, Nashville has wound up in an all-South Central Regional. That's the case this year in Staunton. Was that case last year in Carthenville, and the year before that in Greenville, as Painter rattles home the free throw. He has 14. 64 seconds for the ball game. Second toss for Painter. Hits a lot of the iron, rolls off, and the rebound eventually picked up off the floor by Lucas Siebers. Final minute ball game, 53-30 Staunton. Novak attacks, cut off on the left block, kicks out to Severs. Lucas drives, floats it up, no, rattled out. Rebound down to Litchfield in Austin Niehaus. Into the front court quickly with Billy Beckham. Off to Painter, Sam Painter. Skip pass to Bishop. Brady, 4-3. Left that one short, and the rebound down to Novak for Staunton. Half a minute for the ball game. Andrew out of control, blows right through Austin Niehaus, and Niehaus gets up with a fist pump. You gotta love to see that. Final half minute of the ball game, your team down 23, and Austin Niehaus sacrifices his body and takes the charge. That's good stuff from the 6'1 sophomore. Coach Drew Logan will remember that effort and hustle play. 20 seconds for the game. Painter leaves it for Beckham on the right wing. Billy Beckham off to Painter. As Niehaus got pushed to the floor by Goss. As Austin has had an eventful couple of minutes here. 12.7 for the ball game. That puts Staunton over the limit, and it will send Austin Niehaus to the free throw line. Looking for his first point tonight. Toss is good for Niehaus. So he took the charge on one end, now gets his name into the scoring book on the other with 12.7 to play in the game. Free throw is good for Austin. Novak will get it in to Severs. It'll be Staunton and Nashville tomorrow night in a regional semifinal. We'll have it live at 7 here on FM 106 as the Staunton Bulldogs defeat the Litchfield Purple Panthers 53-32, and they will face Nashville tomorrow night in the regional semifinals. 53-32 is your final. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Staunton High School. The Bulldogs into the regional semifinal. They will face the Nashville Hornets tomorrow night live at 7 o'clock here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. It was a 10-2 Staunton lead after one. They led 22-12 at the half, and then the third quarter was the difference. The lead got down to 10, and then the Bulldogs went on a run. They outscored Litchfield 17-8 in the third to lead by 19 after three, and then outscored the Panthers 14-12 in the fourth quarter as Staunton wins it 53-32. With the win, Staunton improves to 15-12 on the year. With the loss, Litchfield will finish the year at 12-18. Dylan Heeman led the way tonight for all scores in the ball game. He finishes with 15 for Staunton, a dozen for Ethan Booth, but he had a monster game with block shots and rebounding as well. 11 points for Brady Kinder, 9 points for Devin Ray, 6 points for Silas Cox, 3 points for Lucas Severs, 2 points for Griffin Bianco. Staunton 9 of 12 at the foul line. They hit 5 triples in the ball game tonight. Litchfield hit 4 three balls in the game. They were 4 of 6 from the free throw line, all the attempts coming in that fourth quarter. They were led tonight by Sam Painter. He finished with 14, 8 points for Alex Bishop, 3 points for Cam Morris, 3 points for Brady Bishop, and 2 points for Austin Niehaus. And for Litchfield, a senior class, a big senior class, they see their basketball careers come to a close. They will say goodbye to Alex Bishop, Dre Holloway, Cam Morris, Trevor Gege, Chase Lauderdale, and Ty DeBrennick. The Toppers and the Miners have taken the floor, getting set for a quarterfinal number 2 here tonight from Staunton High School. One game in the books. The Bulldogs beat Litchfield 53-32. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Staunton High School. One quarterfinal in the books as the host Bulldogs beat Litchfield by the final of 53-32. And we're joined now by Staunton head coach Troy Redfern. And Troy, you have to like the way that your kids responded tonight after Friday night.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I mean, we played a really good game tonight. I thought we jumped on them early. And then unlike the other night where we had our really two quarters where we could have really done something to Gillespie, we didn't, and they, you know, credit to them, they came back. But tonight we kind of stepped on it, and I was pleased.
I thought tonight you had more of a look that you had before Christmas with your team. The last couple weeks kind of been a struggle for your club.
Yeah, I think we let the situations, we've had some good teams down and we've let it go in the fourth quarter, and I believe tonight we just sort of said, you know, enough's enough. Let's play with poise. And defensively we played really well tonight.
I thought Ethan Booth and Dylan Heeman, but Booth primarily really set the tone on that defensive end with the block shots.
He's unbelievable. I mean, I'm pretty sure he had 8 or 9 tonight, which would give him like 90 on the year, and he's just a sophomore. He's got great timing, you know, and, yeah, I mean, when they tried to bring it in, I mean, it's tough shooting over two guys that are that tall with their hands straight up. And
better find out what the shot block record is for Staunton. You're going to have to probably know that in a couple of years.
He might. I don't know. I had Sophie Fairman. She had a lot, you know.
That's true.
But, she had a lot on the girls' side. I know that. But I don't know. It was just good to finish off somebody, which, you know, that's what we needed.
Well, I thought Silas Cox maybe found his shot a little bit tonight. He hit that first three, and when a shooter gets one, they're usually coming bunches.
I told him, tonight you're going to break out of it. Yeah. You know, he had a rough night the other night shooting, and he was down. And he's a freshman, but sometimes he plays like one, but other times he plays like a junior. You know, I mean, he's a good player, and you gotta stick with it.
He's played a lot of minutes for you this year, and so in a lot of ways, he is a sophomore by now.
Yes, he is, and he's played a lot of basketball. He's just a good kid to have, and I thought all our players played well. I really did.
I thought your defense tonight, you mentioned it, but you really had Litchfield pushed out near that volleyball spike line. They could not get in a comfortable offensive flow.
Yeah, we switched to a 2-3. We've been working on that and kind of extended, like you said. We usually played 1-2-2. We were going to play man tonight too. Some, I mean, we just sort of said, look, let's just let it all out, and let's see what happens. And fortunately for us, we played well, and now we got a tough team. But you know, like you said, you win a regional game. We won 6 games the last 2 years combined, and we set a goal, as I was mentioning to you earlier, of 15 wins or more, and we got our 15th tonight. And that feels good when you set goals and reach them.
Absolutely, and you're not done yet. You get Nashville on your home floor. It'll be tough, but in a lot of ways, there's no pressure on you guys tomorrow night.
You know, that's what we had a shoot around this morning, and I said that. I said there is no pressure, you know, because they're the favorite, and I've seen them. They're good, you know. But thing is, you know, we played some good teams. Benton, one of their rival teams that they played, we played Benton down there. I mean, we played good teams, so. We'll just battle them as best we can, and whatever happens, happens. But I'm really happy for our guys.
Do you think you mentioned they're big, you're big. Is it the same type of big, or are they more of a girthy big?
I'd say they're a little girthy big. They've got a 6'5 guard who's a heck of a player. So, you know, I know their coach is an excellent coach, Wayne Howery. So they're just solid. I mean, it's Nashville.
It's,
you know,
Nashville.
It's Nashville,
right.
It's Pinckneyville, Benton, all those teams. Yeah. They're all the same. They're all good.
Troy, congratulations on the nice win tonight. Congratulations on meeting your goal, and we'll see you tomorrow, sir.
Thanks, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, Troy Redfern, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs, victorious tonight over the Litchfield Purple Panthers, 53-32, and it'll be Staunton and Nashville tomorrow night. We'll have it live at 7 o'clock here on FM 106 and stream it online at WSMIRadio.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get you set for Hillsboro and Gillespie following these messages on WSMI.